The summit of South Asian leaders was scheduled to open today in Nepal, but it's been postponed until tomorrow. Bad weather delayed the arrival of Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf. He was traveling from Beijing, where he spent yesterday conferring with Chinese Prime Minister Zhu Rongji. Organizers hope the summit will help ease the renewed tensions between India and Pakistan, which were triggered by last month's attack on the Indian Parliament by suspected Kashmiri militants. India accuses Pakistan of not doing enough to rein in militant organizations based on Pakistani soil. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Kathmandu.
The last summit was held in Sri Lanka in July 1998. Then, as now, tension between India and Pakistan was the subtext of the meeting. The two countries had just conducted tit-for-tat nuclear tests that had their neighbors and the world in general wondering what would happen next. Concerns about a possible war between India and Pakistan are even more pronounced this time around, with both countries massing troops and equipment along the border, and regular exchanges of small arms and mortar fire adding to the sense of uncertainty. Coming into the meeting, however, the leaders of India and Pakistan sought to play down the possibility of open conflict. India's Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee said that war is not inevitable and that diplomatic efforts are underway to avert one. If they are successful, he said, there will be no need for other alternatives. Vajpayee did not elaborate. Pakistan's President General Pervez Musharraf says he's coming to Kathmandu with an open mind and that Pakistan wants peace and de-escalation. To that end, Pakistan has, under pressure from the U.S. and others, arrested the leaders of the two militant groups India accuses of being behind the attack on Parliament. Pakistan has also jailed dozens of the group's members and shut down their offices. India's Foreign Minister Jaswant Singh told reporters in Kathmandu that Pakistan's steps are welcome, but are only a beginning.
The steps taken against Lashkar-e-Taiba and Jaish-e-Mohammed are welcome steps in the right direction. But they need to be pursued and they need to act much more in that direction.
Singh said it is Pakistan's responsibility to end the problem which he said it had helped create. But while demanding that Pakistan do more, he acknowledged that eliminating what India calls cross-border terrorism cannot be accomplished overnight.
I can understand that it will take a little time for Pakistan to dismantle all these edifices of terrorism that they have either permitted or constructed over the last two decades. But it would be our expectation that a much more purposeful and much more forthright declaration against terrorism would be forthcoming.
And Singh said India expects action by Pakistan on a list of 20 people New Delhi provided to Islamabad last week. People India says are proven terrorists and criminals who've been given sanctuary in Pakistan. Pakistan says it will act on the request to hand over the 20 accused if India provides proof of their crimes. In the meantime, Pakistan, like the international community, hopes the two sides will meet on the sidelines of this summit in Kathmandu to talk about measures to ease the current crisis. India says no meeting can take place until Pakistan demonstrates its sincerity on what India calls the cross-border terrorism issue. Pakistan government spokesman Ashfaq Gandal says he's hopeful the two sides can find common ground.
We expect that some effort, some meeting will take place, which will ease tension between the two neighboring countries, because we have been saying that we don't want a war. We are only taking defensive postures and defensive preparations, which is a clear indication that we don't want a war.
The South Asian summit begins tomorrow morning with speeches from the seven heads of state. Particular attention will no doubt be paid to the speeches by both India's Prime Minister Vajpayee and Pakistan's President General Musharraf. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Kathmandu.